but don't you call us petty. We that bread and butter, fuck off if you're feeling jelly. They call me Dr. Nympho, freaking with that PhD. Two freaks and a virgin, let us take you where you wanna be. Where else you gonna get one show, three fantasies? X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be. X, Gavin, come talk your shit, tell the world we fucking be.
Anymore, I don't know why, because we don't need evidence. up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We back with another
Poppin' Sarah.
Yeah, Poppin' Sarah. I was going to say something about what I said last week. But anyway, we back. Shout out to Aries. We still in our season.
Oh, not for long. Next week is over.
I'm glad because I'm tired.
Week.
I'm tired.
Tourist season finna come in.
But it's still going to be the month of April. So y'all got y'all shots breaking to the podcast.
That came quick.
I'm glad. You ain't glad? Yeah, never won't get on my goddamn nerve. Shot here, shot there, shot here, shot there.
We ain't took a shot today. Not yet.
See that? No, February couldn't make it around here. Anyway, let's get it popping. What's up, y'all? Those who are on my live, welcome to the podcast, Two Freaks and a Virgin. If you have any comments, questions, feel free to jump in the box, type it up, and I'll say it on podcast, which you can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Let me go ahead and get that in right now, okay? So without further ado, let's get into tonight's topic.
What are we talking about?
Tonight, we're talking about boundaries and our sabotage. Like, I'm sure a lot of you have been in relationships or was getting in the process of getting to know someone where you had boundaries set, certain boundaries set that you had for yourself and for the other person. Or, you know, it's some of you that do you feel like sometimes you may sabotage the relationship or sabotage your own happiness? Like, this person may not be, you know, bad for you, but sometimes, you know, you self-sabotage, you know, you're thinking, you know, about your past and stuff. So we're talking about both of those things today.
Or they might self-sabotage because they feel like it might be too good to be true.
Yeah, that's true too. So first question is, if you have any input or you have opinion or a story to tell, just hit us up, jump in the box, don't be afraid. Okay, the first question is, can a person's personal boundaries destroy a serious relationship? Do you think a person's personal boundaries can destroy a relationship?
Give an example.
Why or why not?
This is Nipple-Lickalicious, yes. I think, especially, I use myself for example. I think one of my personal boundaries can ruin a relationship. For example, I don't like overnight gas.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. There's a lot of fumbling going on. The whole thing just fell on over. Actually, yeah. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, so.
Now, if you repeat that again and it falls, something wrong.
It might not like it, right? Okay, so this Nipple-Lickalicious. Okay, so yes, I believe somebody's personal boundaries can ruin a relationship. It really can, because what if I'm in a relationship and they want to spend the night?
Vince, you ain't gonna change?
I just don't know. I like my space, like. I like my own bed. I like to roll over.
What happens when you get married?
That's different. I guess I have to change then. Then I have to practice. But for right now, look how long I've been single.
Okay, so how young? What you call it? Used to do it.
Who?
You were.
First of all, he ain't never spent the night.
He ain't never ever spent the night.
You forgot where we come from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's the reason why. No, never, ever.
That's the reason why I was partying over here.
No, we ain't never watched it over here, never. Maybe that's why. I grew up sharing space.
Yeah, that's probably why.
You know, when we first got on our own,
so we shared
space. So
we shared a womb, we had to share.
Yeah.
Share a cake,
shell. Yeah, but I ain't knocking you being my twin. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's probably why you got your boundaries.
I like my own space, and it bugs the fuck out of me. And when somebody they like to cuddle. I hate that shit. I hate cuddling. I hate it. I hate cuddling.
You get hot and get sweaty.
Get sweaty. Do you want to be all on me? I hate fucking cuddling.
I like cuddling.
I hate it. I don't know why. I like my space. When I roll over, I don't want to be like, oh, excuse me. When I roll over, I want to roll over on the pillow. I want to roll over the most space. So, you know, and I had men to tell me, well, hey, that's a red flag. You don't like cuddling. It's a red flag for them. But, hey, I just don't like it. I don't like cuddling. I don't like overnight gas.
Maybe you haven't found the right person. It's always that one person that'll change.
Well, what you call it, and, maybe,
and you will want to be, you know,
hickey
with that person.
That you used to spend the night.
Hickey ain't spend the night.
Hickey never spent the night.
Hickey was too much on the go to spend the night.
Oh, well, y'all used to cuddle.
Not like that, Hickey. I don't know what Hickey you got in mind or what you thought you saw. Thank you. Thank you for the gift. Now, and for example, when Fufu came over and spent the night, I was miserable that whole fucking night, yo. I was miserable that whole night. You snore too loud. You a wild sleeper, like, that's the worst thing you can get. You get somebody who sleep wild like you.
Well, that's when you just need to nip it in the bud and tell that person, look, now, are you wild sleeper or not? I don't like you while sleeping and stuff. I
can't help it.
If you got a snoring. Yes, you can.
I can't help it.
If you in my thing and you coming over, something got to give. You ain't going to push me out my own goddamn bed.
Something I can't help it. I'm a wild sleeper. I can't help it. The only person I really didn't mind sleeping over was Anthony Hamilton. If I can say that, because he the only one. But it just bugs me. Like, that's a boundary. I don't know.
But I think that's a boundary. You need to start taking some baby steps, baby, because eventually you might get with that person and you're gonna be doing all that.
I understand, but I don't even see no potential to change that right now. So therefore, I'm just gonna enjoy my space.
That's true.
Okay, right. Enough of me.
I feel another personal boundary that would probably get in the way in a relationship is freedom, your freedom.
Yeah.
Time and freedom. Like, because, like, with me, I like to be with somebody, but at the same time, I think I'm easily get bored with somebody. And I think if I was with that one person, I fear that I would get bored with them eventually and then want something else. And so I think time and space. Like, I need my space sometimes. Like, I could be with you, like, for a weekend, and then after that, I'd be like, okay, I need my space from you. Then we can get back up and do, you know. But you do have some men or women that like to be around you all the time. But that all the time shit, even on the phone, I don't really like being on the phone.
It depends on who the person with now. Who the person is now, because it's people that I probably could think of that you wouldn't feel that way about.
No, I don't. I think I did. I was on the phone with one person because I had to be, and out of obligation and the situation. I mean, I already told that person I didn't like doing that sometimes because being on. I even told you sometimes I got tired of it.
Yeah.
I said, this shit getting on my nerves. All the time on the phone and stuff. That's why I broke it down and had a schedule. Look, and all that everyday shit, no. I got a life. I got to work. I be tired. I can't be on the phone with you all the time like that. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Do what I got to do.
Put a ring on it. The lady did make a point now because the boy was set. Remember, I forgot the name of the couple. But she was like, you gotta be able to miss each other.
Yep, she did say
that. You gotta be able to miss each other. And he was trying to say that she always around. And she really got offended, though, when he said it. But he trying to say she always around. But she was like, okay, according to their circumstance, this is how the situation got to go for right now. But, I mean, it's something she could do to make the man, you know, miss her. Like, she ain't got to be in it because they live together and all this. She can stay home sometimes. Or she can go out sometimes. But that was the key point. She said, you got to be able to miss
each other. And that's a part in a relationship, I agree. That's healthy. That's healthy to have space between you. It's healthy not to talk all the time. It's healthy not to be up under you all the time because sometimes that can destroy a relationship. Like, you in my head. I see you all the time.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
damn.
I'm talking to you all the time.
I'm getting tired. And sometimes you don't realize it, but you can get frustrated off of that shit. I have. I'm like, okay.
You called.
I just talked to you yesterday. What you doing? Call me in about 2 days or 3 days. Give me fucking space. Like, damn.
Then that's another thing. Freedom. Like, if you single, it depends on how long you've been single. You so used to just going
places.
That's
my battle.
And doing things without even saying, hey, hey, look, I'm going here with the girls, or answering somebody, you know, giving an explanation, or what's your schedule like? You just so used to just
and you
getting
got
up
a transition,
and go.
Like
yeah.
You getting something serious. You got a transition from telling him, okay, well, what do?
It's not asking permission, but it's just the fact that I got to communicate. This is what is on my itinerary, and then you got to face his problem, like, or her problem, like, well, why you didn't run this by me earlier? Because you ain't know what I had planned for us. And, well, I guess I can't do this for us, or we can't do this because you already got this. I saw that on Mad at First Sight. He wanted her to be there with him, and she was all willy-nilly and ready to go, but the girls call her and say, well, let's hang out this weekend.
So what was planned first?
He was. She was supposed to go with him first.
See, now, right there.
Yeah.
If it was already planned, y'all
already
set it out.
He really wanted her there.
And now, she just canceled on to be.
She told him, he left, and she said, okay, I'm going to meet you there. It was out of town. It was like 5 hours away. And she was like, I'm going to meet you there. And the next day, she was like, I'm not going to make it.
Oh, now that's fucked up now.
Yeah.
Especially they already planned it.
And he really had plans, so he really wanted her there. He really needed her, felt like he needed her support. And she just canceled out on him.
Well, I had read something about, it was this married couple. But they lived together for 6 months. And they live apart for 6 months. What do you think about that?
What was the purpose?
Remember I was saying you need time to miss each other?
But what was the purpose?
Because they need their space. That's why they need their space.
So they marry and they do that?
Yep.
Well, they must be really like their space. Because 6 months.
Because I was considering that. If I want to get married, I might want to be here for 6 months. You know what I'm saying?
But what's the purpose?
No,
that's not marriage.
I'm basically giving that person access to get weak, to slowly. Because, damn, that's a minute. If that's
they were saying it works for them, and they were trying to figure out why people didn't understand.
I mean, to each his own. If it
but
works
not,
for you, but
I wouldn't consider that no marriage.
No.
I ain't consider that no marriage.
I mean, they live in the same town. They just had their own house for six months.
No, that's crazy. That's the case. Y'all
we
need
don't
go,
need to be married then.
Right. Y'all need to find a bigger house that's got enough space for all y'all. Like, that's...
Well, I mentioned that to somebody. They thought I was crazy.
Y'all you are.
Just stay safe.
You are. Like, that's real crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
Really?
That's insane.
Because you said you get tired of each other all the time.
Okay, but that's 6 months? I'm sure y'all, I'm sure they on the phone all the time. So what's the point of being separate?
Damn, 6 months. I know what I can do in 6
exactly.
months.
Exactly. You know what he can do for 6
exactly.
months?
Exactly. So how are they going?
Let's be separate for 6 months.
No, they together. They just got
it. No, they ain't together.
Yeah.
They ain't together.
No, they married.
That's an open marriage.
They married.
That's an open marriage.
They just live together. So they ain't trying to miss each other and
that's
stuff.
That's like an open gate.
You just allowing. You possibly allowing something to
that's
creep
open,
right on
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Open marriage. That's an open relationship.
That's a lot of time that person
six
has to
months.
Themselves.
Come on now. Get a bigger bed. Get a bigger house. So you can have your own separate bed. Get a man cave and get a she cave. You know what I'm saying? It's ways you can have space.
Damn, they better off just having separate rooms in the house.
Man.
She sleep in her bedroom. He sleep in her bedroom.
That's a funny story.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I couldn't do that.
No.
My mind would be moving too much. I wouldn't even trust myself.
I wouldn't even get married if that was on the table.
Shit, what? I'm worried about what he doing. Shit, what I'm going to do?
I mean, they still see each other. They just live separately for 6 months.
That's nothing you can say to convince me that that's
healthy. If y'all doing that good, kudos to y'all, but I couldn't do it. Nah. So
after 6 months, after we come back together, I need all your tests ran. I need all your bodily tests ran.
Tests.
Well, they ain't say they was doing all that.
They
was just saying they
ain't got to say it.
You gotta be realistic about that shit. Nah,
listen, I need you to get separately. Ain't none of all that going on.
Shit, I bet you it is. I bet you it's going on.
I put my trust in all that these days. All these motherfuckers be cheating and shit, man. Please. I wouldn't do it.
I don't even trust you to bring me back the results. How about we go together?
Yeah,
Yeah, and if I gotta do all that, like I said, ain't no need to get married. Ain't no need to get married. I ain't doing it.
And I wonder who decision was it. Was it a mutual decision? Yeah, both of them agreed? Or one of them brought it up?
Indian. Most of them think they'd be faithful.
Yeah, but so we all agree a person's personal boundaries can sometimes destroy a serious relationship.
What are the boundaries?
It's a lot of them.
Okay, name some more.
Freedom. Money, because you got some parts to be cheap and stingy. Nigga, stop taking me out on these old cheap ass dates. We could be dumb if you that type of person. That's why it's important to get to know the motherfucker before you get in a serious relationship. You need to know all that shit. Is it cheap? Good hygiene. What else?
That's like another TV show I saw. She said, at first sight, she said she always expect her husband to buy her a house. And he was like, okay, what kind of house you want? Like, what's my budget? She's talking about, well, at least 1 point something million.
How?
He said, that's not even my salary. You expect me to buy you a house?
What did you watch? What the show this was?
Matter of fact, he said, that's not even my salary. You expect me to buy a house that's above my salary?
That's ludicrous. Like, come on now. You know how much he make. Why would you even say that number?
She got a lot of responsibilities
for him. Like, I can't wait to see the outcome of that. But yeah,
I think another boundary is kids. I don't want to be with no man that's a sorry ass nigga that ain't taking care of his kids. Cause I feel like if we have kids one day, how I'm gonna think you gonna take care of be a good father?
I don't want a Nick Cannon.
I don't want that. I don't want no deadbeat man. And you up here, some women might be okay with that shit, but I think that's just foul. But if I know you a nigga and you ain't taking care of your kids or you ain't paying your child support, you just lacking and you showering me with gifts, I don't want no nigga like that. Mm-hmm. I at least want to know you being a man and you taking care of your responsibility and you taking care of your fucking kids. I don't want to be with you if
you see that
slack ass.
Did you see that clip when they asked Nick Cannon to name all his kids and he forgot one?
You lying.
That ain't surprising. He forgot one of his kids.
That's a shame.
And the mom had wrote and she said, people make mistakes or whatever, but no matter what. And she said, I got your back. And she named her baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
She got that money. You get that money.
Well, he don't pay child support. He said his kids got everything they need.
That's why his ass works so much.
The kids and the mama got everything they need. He don't pay child support.
But the one that said somebody get allowance or allowance.
Something like that.
You put one of them in a house.
See? He do stuff.
So they ain't gonna, of course they ain't gonna say nothing if he making sure they good financially.
And their kids.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. We're gonna go to the song. We're gonna be right back.
Adima.
Telling you to wait. I'm not telling you to wait on me. No. I'm not telling you to wait. But I'm hoping that you wait. I know this may not be my place, but I got something I should say to you. Sometimes I'm in a different space. Don't change the way I feel for you. I do. This may not be the best time. I don't like the wind inside my mind. You don't think of a minute that I'm a fool. You know what I do if I lose you. You need someone who will be there to hold you. I can't even say that it's fair, but I do. Hoping that I'll always be here if you need me. What I gotta say is it needs to be. That you gotta leave. Well, I won't stop you, so do what you gotta do. I don't want you to go. But I got a few things in life that I gotta do. I'm not telling you to wait. I'm not telling you to wait. Come on, me. I'm not telling you to wait. I'm not telling you to wait. Come on, me. I'm hoping that you wait. 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 Wait.
baby, cause we have a real good thing. Nothing should come between us. I thought you want some things I never promised. You say something missing, I was always honest. Telling you the way that I felt for you. Something real that I never knew. You need someone who will be there to hold you. I can be the same as well, but I do. Hope you know I'll always be here if you need me. What I gotta say isn't easy. If you gotta leave, if you gotta go, well, I won't stop you, so do what you gotta do. Won't you go? A few things in life that I gotta do.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We back talking about them boundaries.
Okay, our next question is, have you ever self-sabotaged getting to know someone or during a relationship?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, because if you go in and think, you know, you just left a bad relationship or something, then you're automatically going and thinking that the rest of them going to be end up like how the last one ended up.
I'm trying to think, did I ever personally self-sabotage, though? I don't.
That's self-sabotage, right?
Yeah, but I don't think I ever did it. Have you?
Well, sometimes you can do it and you don't realize you did it.
I don't think I did.
After, like, or... You might have been trying to get to know this person, but then, I don't know. Like, I know I have. Yeah.
Well, that's it all the time, so I know she do. She says she do it all the time.
Because,
and you know one thing about Nifo? That girl, she don't be lying. She'd be honorable when she'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I be having these. I go with my instinct.
I don't know. She's like, I don't know.
I feel it in my gut.
Yeah,
something ain't right.
And lo and behold, later on down the line,
look at
ID.
That and what's his name? The one used to knock on the wall.
Yeah,
I said something about him ain't right.
Queen.
It's too good to be true.
My queen.
I said, but I'm gonna go on this date.
Remember?
But I already know.
Ooh. When he took out on a date tomorrow, I might get locked up tonight because I got. Anybody look at her tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I said, you doing too. Remember, he was in there telling this whole story.
Yeah, I teach my sons.
My queen.
I teach my sons how to. See, I ain't want to have sex with her first. I want to make love to her mind first.
All right.
Then her body. I was like, wait a minute now. Okay. You reached a little too far. But you gave him a benefit.
And then
you
said he might be cool.
I said, yeah. You said,
no, it ain't here yet. It's coming. Something about him ain't right. And sure enough, I was goddamn right. I said, mm-mm. One good date. He spent a little bit of money, and that was it.
Yep.
I said,
I'm trying to think that I ever self-sabotage.
So that's why I didn't put... Because sometimes I don't feel like it's self-sabotage. Sometimes I feel like you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. You're not going all in right away.
Right.
Because sometimes when you go all in right away... That's when you wind up getting kicked in the ass and the shit don't come out the way you want it to.
Well, you have a self-sabotage and you self-sabotage it, but you was wrong. It was right. It could have been good, but you was wrong.
Not in the beginning.
Yeah, not in the beginning. Yeah.
What you mean?
Like she found out later down the line.
Oh, that it was straight.
No, that it was incorrect.
No, I'm asking, has it ever been a reverse?
Oh,
like I said,
she was expecting bad, but then it was really turned out to be okay.
And it turned out to be okay.
Hmm. Well, yeah, but
that's still to be confirmed. Like, I don't know. I just, I like to wait to the end. I like to see the whole thing play out before I fully confirm everything. So, yeah and no. Yeah, I have self-sabotaged, like, I have apologized to people about, like, well, yeah, I thought, you know, you was going to be like the other person, and I thought you was going to do me wrong, and do all, like, it's like a paranoia. It's like paranoia, like,
like, now it's like, I'm protecting my heart so much now. Mm-hmm. It's like, I even told the president, I ain't got time to get hurt no more. I ain't got time. I ain't trying to be nobody's second option, third option. If it's something serious, then that's what it's going to be. If it's a fuck thing, that's what it need to be. Just, like, I like to be direct with motherfuckers now. I ain't got time to waste the bullshit, the see where, let's just see where, no. It need to be clear on what the fuck it is. Because when you set, I feel like when you set boundaries like that, you can't go wrong. You already know ahead of what it is. Yeah. Or if the person wind up blind, then you already know what it is. Mm-hmm. Already expected it. In the back of my head, you was already doing some stuff. Like, you check your calculator out and keep in mind your add or you're going to subtract. And if the motherfucker ain't no good, keep subtracting till you're going to get them on out. Get them out your drawer. So, yes, I think sometimes you can self-sabotage in a good way, and I think it's sometimes you kind of helping yourself when you do sometimes, because sometimes you wind up being right.
Have you ever self-sabotaged yourself? I can answer that for you, because you have a temper that's just...
And I still got issues with that. Ooh. Even Miss Teresa told me.
And sometimes I don't even be giving. I know it's been a few guys I didn't even give a chance.
I'm gonna wear some shoes.
Just because I know this, it may sound shallow, but sometimes I look at somebody's picture and I try to look at their vibe and look through their eyes. And I'm like,
through a picture?
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, he look crazy. Something ain't right about him.
Now, if that ain't a
person, and they would start talking fucking crazy. I was like, see, I should have went with my gut. He looked fucking crazy, and I should have just went on past his ass. And I was fucking right. They was crazy. So after that third or fourth time, I said, you know what? I'm just going to go with my fucking gut. When that motherfucker, sometimes you can tell certain people by how they look now. I'm telling you, look in their fucking eyes. Look at them. I done been on fucking, what is it? Inmate pictures. And I just be scrolling sometimes. And I look. I'm like, damn, that motherfucker look crazy. I don't know. It may be shallow, but at least it's for me. And if I don't want you in my life and you look like you could bring some fucking bullshit to my life, I don't want it.
And they have a right to vice versa do the same thing.
Well, yeah.
I can't
take no chance these days. These people be crazy out here. Shoot your ass up and go crazy.
What that look and say, don't draw the book by its cover. You think it be the wrong?
Man. You heard about that girl in Chester? A hairstylist? 21. Last week? She was 21? Might have been last week, week and a half ago. I think her boyfriend had just got out of jail.
I don't know if that's the one I heard about.
From Chester, and he went down to Atlanta to the strip club.
I ain't hear this.
Both of them did.
Tell me what happened.
And he said, if he ain't gonna have her, ain't nobody gonna have her. And somebody drove by, shot and killed her.
Killed her?
Why? He had somebody kill her.
That's what they're trying to say. He had somebody kill her.
But why he thought somebody? No, he couldn't have. She was shitting.
You know what? It was probably red flags, and she didn't pay no attention to him.
Yeah.
Because for him to do something big like that, he had to be doing some crazy shit.
He in prison right now?
Wait a minute, he got out and went back in?
I don't know. I got to ask.
He out for like?
I asked my stylist, because she was telling me about
him. She probably knows. She from that area.
She know her. Yeah, she knew her. She knew of her. Mm-hmm. And she know her family.
She did?
She did. 21. Damn. Yeah, you're right. You gotta be careful.
Crazy.
If you hear these little words,
I be looking for the red flag.
What's the word?
Somebody, if I can't have you, ain't nobody else gonna have you.
I left his
ass. Yeah, you better fucking run.
Ain't right. That motherfucker come and shoot somebody up.
Yeah. You saw me outside. You can't play by shit like that. Nope. Certain red flag motherfuckers say,
Yep. You
got to be very cautious about it. I don't want nothing like that in my life.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got time. With no spirit of fear.
Talking about, well, I need to talk to you again. Red flag. You crazy. Something about you.
Foolish.
Nope. Come here. Try this.
Look at the killer. Look at the bank killer in Tennessee. He posted, he was telling people what he was going to do and fucking did it.
Okay, so what happened with that? I heard.
I don't know why he shot up. I don't know why he shot the people in the bank.
Hey.
Did he? Yeah. He used to go to the bank?
He used to work in the goddamn bank.
Oh, he did?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I've been looking for the store. I promise you.
I heard about it. He killed some people, man.
Yeah, he killed people. And some of them got injured. Yeah.
Ooh. Y'all got to be careful. These days, people don't care about killing you.
You can't take no threat lightly. If they say it, you better act like they gonna do it.
If they say keywords, I can't have you talking. They talking fucking crazy. Leave that motherfucker alone.
I can kill you. Nobody will know how. Nobody will ever find you.
Yeah. Anybody trying
to get away with it? I feed you to the pigs, yo. Yo,
to the hogs.
Yeah, to the hogs. Yeah.
I'm telling you like this: if any man threaten me, I'm done with you right off gate.
Take no joke.
You say some shit that's out the way, disrespectful, I'm done with you. I ain't got, let me know, if you tell me some shit like that, now, even if you call me a bitch out my name or some shit, I don't deal with no shit like that.
Nope.
That's like fighting words to me. Especially if a man telling me that shit. So, if a man tell you that shit, bitch, you better motherfucking run. Leave that motherfucker alone, because if he is so comfortable with talking to you like that now, imagine if you got in a relationship with him, how it would be. Mm. It'd be two times worse.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Men, too, if you're dealing with some crazy damn female, leave her ass the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm. There's women crazy.
Yeah, women will stalk your ass. It was a girl on ID channel following the man at work and shit, know his time, find out he was messing around on her. She wound up killing his ass. Like, it's too many people out here, people.
Wow.
Why do all this for one fucking person?
Oh,
it's too many to go to jail for.
Hey, watch that movie Obsession on Netflix, on that series on Netflix. I just watched it. It's crazy.
It's too many.
I guess when you become obsessed with somebody, all that go out the window. That's why people kill people and people do stuff to people, because they become obsessed with them.
Shit. And when you obsessed and have a controlling spirit and say you love somebody, that's not love. Let me just say it right here. That is not fucking love. You need to know the difference between love versus control.
Versus you need help.
Yeah. That's not love. So if you think controlling somebody or threatening somebody or being disrespectful, that's not no fucking love. That ain't love. So don't even say it, because it ain't. And if they telling you that shit, you need to fucking run. Because they don't know what the real thing is. Just run.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous playground you're playing with. With that person and that person, if they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't play about that over here. Okay, next question.
Oh, time is
ticking. Can a relationship truly survive with the 50-50 rule? Why or why not?
Yeah, it survived here. It worked.
I'm talking about between a man and a woman.
I don't see why it wouldn't.
Like, everything's in half.
They do that. I mean, you do that anyway. When you put your house, when they together, they put your name on the title of a mortgage and title of a car.
Yeah. But you got some people that don't believe in the 50-50 rule. Some women.
Now, I got a man who's willing to pay more, then of course more. Yeah.
But you got.
I'm like that too.
But if you get with somebody who really believe in the 50-50 rule, you know, that's some really strong teamwork, because y'all got to be able to live in a comfortable space. Yeah. Like,
so you think your budget harder work to be 50-50, or is
it depends on the
I know that ain't on the same level.
Well,
income.
You got to do the same thing. If y'all got two different separate jobs, he make more, or you make less.
Or if somebody cheating, he taking his money and spending it on women while you supposed to be paying the bills. You taking your money, it's supposed to be for your 50-50 on y'all bills, and he taking it and spending it on elsewhere.
I think
playing with the 50-50, you really got to pay attention to this.
Yeah, you got
to
be. Yeah, you
got
to be.
You got to really trust that motherfucker. That's what I'm about to say. You got to really trust
him. Y'all need to be mad if you're doing that because you being a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and he out or she out, and they already want to be in a relationship in the begin with. They don't care what they have. They don't care what happened with y'all 50-50. They ain't care if the bills will get paid or not.
Nope. And then.
Oh yeah, I don't think that might not work right there, boy.
And then where y'all living at? Because I'm not about to be somebody's girlfriend and then we go off and get a place together. I'm not about to do that. Because
I never trusted that. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, because I've never lived with a man, but still, I would be like, I still don't trust that. Because what if it don't work out? What the fuck?
Exactly.
Then I'm going to have to. Well,
you're stuck. Either you're stuck.
You're stuck.
Or
you don't have to find somewhere else to go. You have to have a plan B. Like, that's like me saying, oh, I'm putting all my trust in moving in with you. Or, no, if that's the case, I guess the 50-50 rule would be better. Like, it's not your place. It's both of our places.
But
not
the amount of work that's going to take to put into a 50-50, like, y'all got to literally sit down and go off basically the person who make the lowest money. Because they can't afford your income. They can't afford what you want because you make more money than them, so you gotta go based off the lowest person income. And y'all gotta live like comfortably, not off sort of their income, but y'all gotta live like what they can afford. Like, okay, say you want an apartment looking over the city. That person who working in low income can't afford no rent if you're doing it 50-50.
Or if you move in with somebody and they make you mad, they just want to put you out every time you make them mad.
Oh, yeah,
nah, I'm putting all that throwing in your face.
See?
They said, I just saw that on the radio. They said a woman, Steve Harvey said he don't want to ever live with a woman because the woman will hold that over here. Get the hell out of my house.
He even said that.
He's like, it shouldn't be like that where, oh, you're going to throw that over my head.
Mm-hmm. But this is my
shit. I know one person who ain't saying that.
You know what? And at this point, we about to go to a gun club.
Get the hell out of here.
I know what person who ain't saying that.
You know what? We going to go to a song, y'all. We be right back.
Mal, who I'm talking about?
It better not be who.
Whatever the dick may land, I ain't fighting for no man.
Pause it.
This is a man.
Now, you know what? After I just said the name, now, you know what?
What?
As Gasm just made a valid point.
What? Thank you.
You know you need circle time. When y'all have a fallout, okay, and the person that's living with you ain't even got no job, ain't even got no money.
Wow, and they with them.
And they know they can leave
anytime they want to.
And then come back.
Without
no any
cushions.
Yeah.
Just take them back. They know they're going to get
that. That's that dangerous kind of love. Yeah, I don't want
that. That is dangerous.
I don't
want you to just leave that alone.
I don't want
it. You say they ain't got no job.
You heard what I said.
No place to
stay. And if it is a job, it's not stable. Like, it's not. You can have one. You can have a job this week. Next week, you're looking for something else.
Oh, no.
That's not stable. Like.
No. I don't even want no man. You ain't no need to get in a relationship with that person if they ain't got no job. They don't have no place. They ain't got nothing going for themselves.
Never mind. Just go to the song. My bad, y'all. What's up?
Whatever the dick may land, he ain't nothing special. I just wanted him for sex. Put a line through the nigga, that's why he called my ex. Like, who next? I ain't impressed. I could never be upset. If I had him, you can have him. I ain't never gone. Are you really rich like that?
would change my niggas like I change clothes. Crazy bitch, wouldn't beat me if my meanie come and cut my nigga off. I cut him back on if I want, he wanna play a bitch. I don't think the biggest niggas want to snow. Don't think I do enough, they said I do the most. He wanna brag about this kitty, I don't mean to boast. But the way he going crazy, he want me to have his baby. Told him he just a replacement, I see why the niggas hurt.
They hasn't seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Y'all done whispered on these tracks and then make everybody bored. Shit, you get paid, your nigga get paid. You try to copy everything I say. All you weak ass niggas, always on your knees ass bitches. Try to compare my name. This shit up like a mortgage. Big problem, she can't afford it. I keep that fuck on my hip. Bash up and straight up to orbit. She keep eat with all her friends. She snap on hoes back hands. Your opinion on some dick. I don't care what none of them niggas dick my lines. I ain't fighting for no man. Bitches on my hands. Whatever the dick may land. I ain't asking for no shit that I can't buy myself. I don't need a little money, bitch, but you gon' help. I just pass it to your friend if you don't know what to do. And nigga, we ain't got a problem unless the problem is you. Whatever the dick may land. I ain't fighting for no man. Bitches on my hands.
Talk about boundaries and sabotage. We just said that the 50-50 rule, it could work, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it really
does. Yeah, you really have to trust that person. So, to each his own. If it works for you. You know, I wish we could have talked to a guy or somebody that was married so that we could see how I would, because, you know, every household is different. How do y'all work? Y'all make it work, like, financially. Like,
well, let's think about some couples that, you got that couple right there.
That, oh, yeah.
Okay, in order for them to stay there, she had to get a salary decrease in order for them to stay there.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't do
that. She married, because that was on that show. Did he propose to her yet?
Who?
K. Michelle.
I ain't talking about her. I'm pointing to the place up there.
Ooh,
the bakery.
Oh.
Yeah, so. And he's stingy with his money. So I would love to know how that household run. Because where he's making all this money and then. Like, she just a bakery. Like, she was
yeah, so she making less of the money.
Yeah, so I would love how. And there's no way you could do 50-50 in there. There's no way.
That's what I'm saying. Depending on y'all jobs, it's you. Sometimes you can't do the 50-50 all the time.
Thanks.
Well, how does that work if one of y'all making more money than the other?
It's, right.
You have to be. It has to be a compromise somewhere in there.
But maybe if he paid the rent, maybe she paid the light bill. What? Or the water bill? Or the cable?
If he paying the rent, she may be paying everything else.
That's
a lot of responsibility on just on one person in itself.
Yeah. I commend men that.
But that's just like
everything.
Some like the
that's
man,
just
the
like
man.
Nicole polka dot that used to live back there, and she ain't got no job. She a stay at home mom, and he paid.
Oh,
so he
yeah,
paid
I was about to say that.
Yeah, he paid her.
Dang.
But you know she got some. I ain't gonna assume, but all them kids, you know she gotta have some EBT.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. But sometimes I feel like if I was in a position to where the man wanted to pay all the bills, I would feel like, it may not be true, but in my mind, I would feel like, damn, so I don't want him to feel like, well, damn, I'm paying all the bills so I can do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah,
in the back of my mind, I don't want him to have that thought to think like, well, damn, I'm paying everything, so, or if I fuss about something, he'll feel like, well, damn, I'm paying all the bills. Don't throw that in my face, because some men will do that.
I had a man tell me, when he date his woman, and he paying all the bills, she can't say nothing about nothing he do.
You ain't about to control me with money.
Well, that cold polka dot, let me tell you, I doubt very serious. He'd be the one to go, okay, then she'd be up shit creek because all of them got their kids.
But some those kids his, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He'll be the one that probably probably ghost her before he'll try to pull her out because she got all the he ain't gonna take care of them kids like that.
Well, no, he might just stick around. He ain't happy because she might have to put him on child. He's just scared she'd put him on child support.
Shit. Well, he do got I ain't saying. Now, I'm not saying. Hear me clearly. I am not saying the man is cheating. However, I will say that that truck, the city and the state, is about 3.5 hours away from here. So he do get a break, okay? He do get a break. Cause he,
I didn't even see that truck. That truck still be coming.
Yeah, I don't see it either, but he do be gone, okay? He do be gone a lot. So I am not saying he cheating on that woman. Because y'all be ready to jump down our goddamn throat. Mm-hmm. Talking about we be bashing men. I'm just making a clear observation. And with that being said, we're going to move right on along.
Okay. What do you think you would value more? Having experienced more with someone? Struggling with that person? Or rich love?
See, this is why I kept trying to reread because I didn't understand this question.
I think if you,
it's almost like you value, which one would you have valued? Yeah.
What?
If you experience with that person, having experienced more with that one person, or having struggled with that person, like the relationship, or it was just a battle. It was a lot of ups and downs, just a struggle to even love them and being aggravated with them, or being with that person, it didn't work out, but you got the benefits off of it. This person used to splurge on you, spoil you. Which one do you feel like you have valued more?
The one that took the most, you put the most work in. The struggle.
But some people might not last through the struggle.
Yeah, nah, I'm not saying it lasted.
Yeah, like, a lot of people can't say, I can't take the struggle.
Sometimes too much struggle is too much. Like, if I got to do this much struggle to fucking love you or get you to love me, it ain't worth it. Like, sometimes you can give your all and put your all and give that person the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, this person is doing this, but I'm going to just weigh it out. I'm just going to weigh it out because I love that person. Sometimes you can love somebody too much to where you wear yourself down.
Yeah, it
ain't worth it. You can love so much. Like, I even done it. Like, I love this person. And I may still love this, always will love this person, but You got to choose you sometimes. You got to choose. You learn how to choose. Learn how to choose you.
You can't burn yourself out.
Yeah, burn yourself out mentally.
Make somebody else.
You know how long it took me to rebuild myself emotionally and mentally? That's a lot. And that's why I say I'm not going through that shit no more. It takes more. In the end, you'll feel like it takes more to rebuild yourself after leaving that person.
So which one you think you value more?
Rich love. I definitely don't want rich love. I don't want rich love. Because if you already to the top, you ain't got no where you going to go? If you already...
Well, you might just enjoy the moment somebody doing stuff for you.
No, I don't want it. I never been rich. So you can't miss something you ain't never had.
Not necessarily rich love.
I don't want the rich love because it's just something shady about that rich love. I just don't want
it. Well, you shouldn't say rich. Just say somebody doing stuff for you all the time. You ain't have to worry about nothing.
What's the catch?
It's probably fun, but at the same time, is it really genuine?
I don't want to. I know every relationship going to have a problem. Y'all going to have a part where y'all going to struggle. Y'all going to have a part where y'all argue, disagreement. You know what I'm saying? Then how y'all deal with it and come back together makes you appreciate or makes you value the person more. You know what I'm saying? Hard times. If you make it, make you appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like April showers bring you May flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, all the rain and get the ground ready for the flowers, and you appreciate the flowers. But I don't want to be like.
It's a certain boundary.
Yeah, I don't want to be drained, struggle. Yeah. Like, goddamn, we get over this hurdle, and here come a goddamn another track.
You in a war zone with every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
You think when Nick up love or lock up, you think that's a struggle? She's struggling love?
She in denial.
No, that's just fucking denial. That man cheating on her like crazy, and she just...
Don't you know she paid... Nah, this when you got a problem. She paid $10,000 to get his teeth fixed before she even started working on her mouth.
On herself. Like, you paying for him. What you doing for
that's
you?
That's crazy.
Cause after she got his mouth done,
when you find that out,
I can't take all my. After she got his mouth done, then here she come with braces on her teeth.
Like, so that's something you being wanted to do. So why you gotta put, what's so special about him that you gotta put him before?
What has he done?
What has he done?
He's doing all that.
And he don't even deserve it.
He don't deserve it. He don't deserve it. The way he downgrade her and just talk about her.
No, did you say he put that food on her face?
Man, she ain't watching it.
Oh shit.
Listen, let me tell you.
He making a fool of her.
He making a complete fool. Let me tell you, to all my big girls, big guys out here, listen.
That's what it is.
Confidence is a key, okay? So don't let no motherfucker out here play you to a T, okay?
Or try to feed into your low self-esteem.
Yeah, you ain't got no low self-esteem.
You trying to be funny talking about
she's going to eat. Yeah, you ain't got no low self-esteem. You know who you are, and if you don't, you need to find out who you are before you even get in a relationship. Because let me tell you, you got people on the sideline that's waiting for somebody who seems like who ain't got who got low self-esteem, who seem like they don't know nothing about themselves, who seem like their confidence is gone. You need to find that shit, because they will play that L-O-V-E word on you, and they will hurt you, and they will drag you until you can't be dragged.
And he feel like that's all he got to say.
That's all her money gone. He gonna be gone.
I love you. That don't mean a goddamn thing.
It's working for him.
If you ain't, your actions don't speak loud. It's working for him. It's working for him because she being manipulated.
Yeah, she really is.
Herself a... If she knew her worth, she wouldn't allow half of that shit she accepted on TV at that. Just if you don't know your worth, of course that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
You don't know no better.
And she keeps saying she don't have no self-esteem, honey. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
It's all because you wouldn't accept that bullshit he's throwing you.
Constantly. And he think the shit funny. He just say shit that's disrespectful, should not even come out your, shouldn't even be processing your brain if you love somebody.
Exactly.
That's some of them thoughts and things he be saying.
That ain't love. If you saying shit like that,
and then you laugh and you joke about it. I never did like that motherfucker. I never did.
And then he know he got her because certain things he say,
wait till you
all I can put is good loving on.
Hold on, we got 5 minutes. What were you talking about? That question you just asked?
Oh, yeah.
Which one's the richest?
Yeah, so I wouldn't even do the rich one, even though that would be fun. I would love to experience that just a little bit. Shit, to be slurred, though. I would say I would do definitely the experience, because if I didn't go through what I went through, I wouldn't have got smarter. I wouldn't have found my worth, or I wouldn't have grown to know what's bullshit and what's not bullshit. So, yeah, I would say the experience with someone. Struggle love, that has a certain limit, because sometimes you got to let that shit go.
Yeah, I ain't about to be drained.
Yeah, I ain't about to be, no. I got to protect myself and protect my heart, my peace. It's all about my peace now. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for the bullshit. Okay, next question is, what is unrealistic expectations in a relationship? And why is it more damaging to yourself to have them?
I got one. Love and marriage, when meet Kim and husband, somebody he want to have sex every day. Now, what person want to have sex every goddamn day?
You said that?
Yeah. I don't know. And he feel like, because she says he is the husband, she should willingly give herself to him if he wanted every day.
He ain't even.
Nobody want to do that every day.
And then she's a woman, she's going to have a period. Yeah. Like, you ain't even factoring that in. She said, damn.
Now, that's unrealistic.
She said, that's what she said. She's like, damn, give me a break.
Damn.
You'll be tired and shit.
Go to work. You got kids. Man.
Damn.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you, if you expect sex every day, I am not the woman for you. And we might not even have no kids. a motherfucker gonna be tired if you goddamn working. If you expect sex every day from me, I am not the woman from you. No way, no how. It's got to be a limit. It's really got to, you gotta be realistic. Like, what are you doing? Are you not working? If you want to fuck every day, what are you doing with your time?
Or another one is, a woman expect a man to take them out all the time. Like, okay, we in a relationship or we married, like, it's going to be some days where I can't treat you out all the time. That's kind of unrealistic.
You get, you know how the rent fall 3 times in a month sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes we might not have it like that, boo. Sometimes we might have to cook in the kitchen or just come up with something. Like
Mo said one time, how the woman don't work, and they was on court, and she was expecting her husband to get paid $100 to get her hair and nails done all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's unrealistic.
She wanted him to put for that in the bill. But he the one making the money.
Yeah. Or another unrealistic goal is, if y'all working, the man and the woman working, and the man expect the woman to have the dinner ready every day. That shit is unrealistic, honey. That's back in Bonanza days, honey. We in the 2023. Wake your ass
Bonanza
up.
Bonanza, girl.
Bonanza, Bonanza. If both of y'all working,
expectations, and yes, it is damaging to yourself to have them sometimes, because you kind of shorten yourself from, you know, it could be the right person and you might be asking for some
to
crazy
what?
Shit.
Like a woman who got 10 kids expecting a man to come take care of all her kids and she don't want to work. Right. That's very unrealistic expectation.
That's definitely crazy. Okay, the next question is it safer to deal with only one person or have another in your back pocket?
It depends on the person.
If I'm in a relationship, I'm only dealing with one.
Okay, yes.
But yeah, let me tell you, I am so... But in order for me to get a relationship,
if I'm in a relationship, I'm going to deal with one, but I'm keeping that black book.
I'm just going to tell you, in case
it don't work out.
Right.
I got coverage. I got insurance.
Right.
Well, if you go looking for something, you come across your man black book, then you can't get mad if he's still
No, you shouldn't discover no
black book.
We ain't digging in the black book. We said we ain't gonna delete the black book.
Yeah.
We're not bothering
him. He shouldn't have no black book out. No. Not while we're together, but I'm just saying.
Well, what if it just happened? He thought he had it here. You went to go clean up something. You just happened to find it.
Well, knowing your ass, you're always digging and looking for shit, so you gonna find it. But I ain't looking for shit.
Yeah, I ain't looking
because
for
shit ain't always pop up. What's done in the dark will come to the motherfucking light. And then when it comes to the light, then we gonna have a problem. Because you put the black book up, then it's up.
Yeah, but it's not really up if you still got it in your phone. In a secret compartment.
I ain't gonna have it in no secret compartment. It's just gonna be right there in the phone, just like it is now, right there.
Okay, so what if he wanna go looking through your phone?
I don't believe in that, looking through my phone.
See?
If I don't have nothing to hide, then I ain't got nothing to hide.
So what if he come across your some numbers in your phone that he thinks should be in there?
Well, then he gonna have a problem, because it's my fault. If I feel like I want a number in there, I'm gonna keep the number in there. Do you see any communication?
So then he's gonna say,
Do you see any communications?
Go ahead. It don't matter. If you with me, you should delete it.
That's why I
said. Why did he say delete it now?
That's why I stated before y'all going with
that's
all
that's why women, we be on
I
our
said,
shit.
That's
we
why.
We ain't gonna be doing no stupid what? Shit like
that's
that.
Why I said, if I get in the relationship, it's gonna be a motherfucker. I got to fucking know for sure that you.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You even
sure.
Worth me even going through all that DMing and
yeah,
all that.
Y'all do that shit right away, because as soon as you do it, the motherfucker don't be worth shit.
Exactly.
You don't
waste
your money. Don't delete it right away. That's
why I said, if I get in a relationship,
I ain't even talking about a month or 2 months. Still keep that shit, because that ain't enough time. Still, shit, fuck all that. These days, relationships don't even fucking last that long. You got to keep your eye on the prize.
You know they don't last long, because marriage don't last long.
If you're saying put all your all, no, I ain't putting all my eggs in one basket, yo. I just no. Now, when you show me by actions that everything is everything, and I believe everything you say come out your mouth, and that's very hard for me
exactly.
to believe for a man for me to believe everything coming out your fucking mouth. That takes a lot of work. No.
They gonna tell on themselves.
Yeah, it's gonna come.
It's gonna come.
They
out.
Always do.
That's why I
don't stress.
I don't fuss.
I may see the red flag. I ain't gonna let you know.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do what? I ain't even gonna stress.
Cause that's when you give them advantage. When you be telling them the shit. Oh, why did you win that phone? Why you was here?
No, I ain't got no. Okay, boo boo. I don't even know how to put the location on the phone. How you check the location?
Let me know.
I don't even know.
It's cool.
I don't even know.
Go ahead, talk to
it's
her.
It's gonna come out.
Go right ahead. Have fun.
I'm following your location. You was here. You said
she
you
be doing.
She be doing that still on the
casual. I can't.
She be doing that still on the casual.
I ain't a man, and that shit irritates me.
That irritates the fuck out of me because
how she getting sleep doing that, boy?
It's too much. It is too much.
Like,
he got
more than
one phone,
woman
so
like
it's
that.
Pointless.
Looking for the phone, I ain't about to do it.
You can't stop a man or woman from cheating if they gonna cheat. If they gonna cheat, you already know. Okay, once you done caught them, and
then what?
They have time, they catch them, and you still gonna stay with them.
Stay
so
right
what's
there.
The point of you saying, oh, well, what you doing? Or oh, why I saw you on here? You still gonna stay with them, so what's the point of even fussing with them?
I need for you to know.
I can see if you gonna leave them. That's different.
I need for you to know if I catch you one more time. This
and he knows she
over.
Ain't going nowhere. That's the
no,
sad
you
know, part. He knows. What you fussing about it for? You ain't going nowhere.
But you didn't leave him one time for a few months.
Right. And any person spending $10,000 on a goddamn tee for him,
you
she ain't going
mom.
Nowhere.
She ain't going nowhere.
He probably even know about how much money she spent on he and she ain't going nowhere. Right. Man, sometimes go off of what all you doing for him.
Yeah, how much investment?
She doing all this. She ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
Y'all got to keep in mind.
Yep.
Don't be.
They just be.
They be
with
just
you.
Adding up. And
they
then.
Be playing
if,
with you.
Yeah. And then if he doing, she doing all this for him, he had his fiance, he had her on the payroll too doing stuff for him. Mm-hmm. So if he doing all, she doing all this,
he was racking
another
up.
Woman probably doing the same motherfucking thing. Racking up. Just
mm-hmm.
racking up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Boy,
so me, is it safer to deal with only one person? Yes, it is. But in these days and times with me, I keep somebody in my back pocket. I'm just sorry. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to keep motherfucker in my back pocket.
That's just like ID.
Yeah, you
told
can never
you.
Know.
He said,
I've been searching for you all
no,
this
no,
time.
No, not that line. The line he said, well, I got to be careful with you because you a free spirit.
Yeah.
And you had called him back out and said, well,
mm-hmm.
I got to be careful with you because you a free spirit
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
What do you mean free spirit?
He tried to do that mind thing. Nigga, I'm
like,
all about that mind
thing.
You
got to get them for the spring. That's free spirit.
No, in the beginning thing, oh, I'm all about you. Talking about, I've been watching, searching you for a long time. I've been hitting you up. Like, okay, but your action now don't show that. No, your action. That's why I say, go off of action. Actions will never steer you wrong. If you can tell me all day, all this, I'm going to do this, all this, oh, I love you and all. But if your actions not matching up with what you're saying, it's no point in your, it don't fucking matter.
Explain the free spirit, Nicole.
Free spirit is like, you're just, you're not tied down to one person. You just, you're free. Like, you're expressive. You're sexually, what's the word?
No limits.
Yeah, no limits. You're not just... And for you to say that about me, you're the same way.
You calling back out. You calling
your own, yeah.
You said you can't say that. You can't put that on me when you're the same way, when you're like me. And he kind of got the hush mouth. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if he was expecting that response from you, but she shut it down. Like, you can't say that about me. You can't talk up. You can't use that against me.
Trying
like,
to turn it around.
He was trying to use that against her because she's a free spirit. Is the reason why he can't, quote unquote, be in a relationship with her because she's so free. Mm. And he was saying like he can't catch up with her. Yo, he can't adapt to her freeness. Mm. But in the same way, you the same way that she is. So, like, you just
gotta... I think he was just trying to see what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Trying to get in my head. No, nigga. I already know
and
how Niffle you are.
And she ain't wasting no time. Ain't no nuts she could think. She was like, well, wait a minute. You the same way as I am. So, you can't use that against me when you the same way that I am. Mm. So, he got to shut him. She shut him up.
And he been shutting up since. Ain't seen no action, none of this, nothing.
Right?
That's why I said, nope. Okay, our last question is, why is it important to still protect your heart while loving someone?
Because you never, even when you married somebody for 20 years, you still fully never know the person and what the fuck they capable of. Yeah, people be married, still get divorced at 20 and 25 years.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
To me, this nipple lick delicious. To me, it is important for me to protect my heart because I know what I went through in order to get here to the place where I love myself.
It take a long
time. So, it's just nobody is worth me going back on what I found and what I discovered within myself. I know my worth and it's just nobody is worth it. I'm sorry. Nobody is worth it. I'd rather live single, peacefully, free, do whatever I want to do. Rather than be with somebody who don't see,
and you know,
my value.
I never thought I would say that, what you're saying, but today.
Me either.
Yeah, I always want somebody to love me. I always wanted to be me with either. Somebody. That was like my thing. Yeah. I want somebody. I want to be in a relationship so bad. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I love being fucking single.
Oh, I used to question like, what am I doing wrong? It ain't me.
Yeah, it ain't you.
It ain't me.
It's always
just a motherfucker who ain't woke up
or
yet.
Don't value you or don't love you the way you deserve to be fucking loved.
And I don't have time to wait on you to realize what you are missing.
That's another thing.
I don't have time.
Yeah.
And I won't wait.
I'm not going to wait on, I did that years ago. So waiting on people. That was my problem too. Waiting on people to get right, to do right, to do better. But the whole time I was just wasting my own time thinking, oh, well, maybe they'll change or maybe they'll do better. No, I was just wasting my own time thinking that's that person's responsibility to get better. They shouldn't even be trying to have no relationship with me. They should have been working on themselves and I should have let them work on themselves.
Hell yeah.
So that was my problem. Now I'm focusing on me. Myself and my peace. I ain't got time to go back and be irritated, aggravated. I ain't gonna fuss with you. You're tripping, go tie your shoes. I ain't gonna be here for you.
How old that song was? We was listening to last night. Jagged Edge said, nothing is promised.
It's 90s?
Yeah, that's the... Go back and listen to the song. Even Jagged Edge said, nothing is promised. Look at Niffle looking at me. She did not want me to sing. But they said it. Yeah. Nothing is promised. When you say I do don't always mean forever. I do can mean 30 days, 365 days, 1,200 days. I do is not always forever.
But you know, sometimes it'd be so hard. I can understand it from the other point of view because it'd be so hard once you truly in love with that person to think that it could be over in a minute's time. It could be over before you know it, or this person could cheat on you or do you wrong. or they can show a different side you never saw before. It's hard to just switch it up and say it's over. Mm-hmm. Like the relationship is over. Or then you got to go through the most of them, trying to forget that person, mm-hmm. or get all the memories out your head and all this. Or you used to hearing the person's voice or something.
It's hard. It ain't easy.
Somebody walk by you and they smell like them.
Yeah.
Or y'all, like.
Or you remember their last.
Y'all favorite restaurant. Both of y'all like that favorite. Or some.
Conversations you done had. Yeah, like, it's a lot of build up. That's why I tell all the time. If the person ain't right, go ahead and get rid of them early. Because the longer you hold on to that person, the harder it's going to be to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And I ain't talking about just physically get rid of them. You got to get rid of them out your head, out your heart. Out your emotions. That takes a long time. That takes a long time. And then you making it harder to meet somebody else new. Because this person you got to still detox out your system. It takes a while. So, y'all, it was a good show. Talked about boundaries. Know your boundaries. Don't have no unrealistic, crazy-ass boundaries. Yeah. To where you ain't going...
Oh, hell no.
And don't put pressure on somebody to have crazy boundaries. Like, you can't expect somebody to do this,
and you can't do it. That's unrealistic. Don't put something on somebody that you can't do.
Like, come on now.
If you can't do it, don't expect nobody else to do it. If you can't bring that to the table, don't expect nobody else to bring it to the table, okay? Put something out there that you can do. Y'all both can do. You can't do it, don't
tell me to do this, and your ass can't even fucking do it. Right. I look like listening to you and you can't fucking do it yourself.
Right. I'm not going to tell you to take care of your children and my kids don't even know what a hair salon is. Okay. Haircut, barbershop, they don't even know what that is. So just be realistic. I mean, be realistic about what you're presenting to your potential partner, life mate, whatever. Just be, you know, mindful. Come on now. We ain't in the bonanza days, you know.
Bonanza.
The man go out and get the bacon in. The woman stay home waiting on the cook, you know. We ain't in them days no more. And if you blessed to have one like that.
Don't take advantage of it. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
So. And don't self-sabotage. If you self-sabotaging, evaluate. Because sometimes you could be not self-sabotaging, but you doing the right thing because you protecting yourself. You already done. If you don't see signs, you ain't self-sabotaging. You just being smart.
Oh, I remember what they say now. You see hear the signs now. Tell them nobody can have you.
Yeah.
Kill you and they can hide your body. Nobody will find it. When you hearing stuff like that now, remember.
Leave them alone. Leave them alone.
Yo, and that's
they got a controlling spirit. That's another thing. Controlling. I would not be motherfucking controlled. I did it well before. I ain't doing it no more.
Yo, that saying is true. That I feed to the hogs. Yo, that's true.
No, it's a true story. This little,
oh, I know.
They threw the little boy in there. The hogs, they would eat.
Yeah, they would eat you.
They'd be hungry.
They eat everything.
They starve them for a couple of days.
And it'll tear your ass up.
It was and don't let nobody make no fool of you.
Yeah, don't let nobody make no fool. That's something else I was going to say. Oh, we need to stop ignoring the red flags. Oh, yeah. You know, the stop sign is red.
Yes.
The red light.
I see it all the time.
All that needs to stop. Stop ignoring the red flags. They red for a reason. They mean stop. Stop ignoring them. They right there. Come on now. We can't be running no red lights. You get a ticket and you run too many red lights.
Like,
stop sign.
I don't
you're
think
jail.
He would do this. Or maybe, no.
They red
use
for a
common
reason.
Sense.
They red
if
for
he acting
reason.
Like this now. It's only going to get worse later.
Oh, it's she.
Or she. Yeah.
Please put that out there because y'all clouds
you
down.
You sleep with one eye open. You don't know.
Hell no.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. And enjoy your peace. If the person ain't right for you, it's okay to be single and happy. You can still be single. I always thought, I said, well, maybe I won't be happy if I'm single. You know, you can have a happy goddamn life and be single. Just
and let the
enjoy
rain,
yourself.
Let the straps go. Let the leash go a little bit. Give some time to miss the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Miss the person sometimes. It's okay. And what's meant to be will be. Point blank period. So, that's all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Two Freaks in the Virgin talking about boundary sabotage. You can find us on most streaming platforms, podcast, Two Freaks and the Virgin, TWO Freaks and the Virgin. We on Spotify. Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Just type in Two Freaks in the Virgin. We don't pop on that one. then type it in somewhere else. You will, and wherever you listen to the podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and follow us so you can be ready for the new episode. You never know, we might have a pop-up episode. That's probably might be rare, but you never know. We're on Facebook and Instagram, Exotic Sensations,
Exotic Sensations.
Exotic Sensations. So until next week,
wow!
Shout out to the Aries. Y'all take a shot for the Aries.
I let them come first.
Did you just cut them off? Oh, I'm used to saying. I'm used to saying that. Tells me
that is wrong when logic tells me you're the one. I can't help it, it's just a natural response. I wanna say that baby is my heavy heart. Baby is my heavy heart. Won't take what is ready for. Down my inner saboteur. Stopping and legs holding on. But we'll never we're sitting here together. A question I'll forever, and somehow I'll forget. We have all this to remember. I'll never have to worry at all. Maybe you're what I maybe I should try peace. Cause I know how to break. I'll see you better days with your way. Maybe you're what I need. Maybe I should try peace. Cause I know how to break. It's better days your way. I am gravel. Day by day I get scared. You go away, but I don't feel this. And you don't judge. You know I'm human, and it's what it was, what it was. Baby, it's my heavy heart. Baby, it's my heavy heart. Won't take what it's ready for. Stubborn and legs holding on. But whenever we're sitting here together, I question our forever. Somehow I forget we have all this to remember. I never have to worry at all. Try peace, cause I know how to break. We'll see you better days when you're away. Maybe you're what I need. Maybe I should try peace, cause I know how to break. It's better days your way. Maybe you're what I need. Maybe I should try peace, cause I know how to break. I'll see you. Maybe you're what I should try. Maybe I should try. Please, cause I know how to break. It's better days your way.
Two freaks and a virgin. Two freaks and a virgin. Hey. 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 Two freaks and a virgin. Two freaks and a virgin.
Now who we be?
Who we be?
Who we be?
Exotic Sensations. Yep, that's who we be.
Now who we be?
Who we be?
Who we be?
Exotic Sensations. Exotic Sensations. X to the O to the T-I-C. Exotic Sensations. You know that's who we be. You add 1 plus 2 and you know that equals 3. Three divas with style doing what we do. Come natural.
extraordinary. Try to look us up, you can't find us in a dictionary. So let us break it down and tell you who we are. It's got a sensation, jumping in your car. Fasten up your seatbelt, this is who we are.
Now who we be?